From Anchorage to Unalaska and Kodiak to Cordova, Alaskans took to the streets over the weekend for the second annual Women's March. This year's theme was Power to the Polls. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell has this roundup.
On a clear, cold day in downtown Anchorage, civil rights activist Shirley Mae Springer Staton belted into the microphone in front of her.
Fighting for women's rights, I only heard myself.
At first, the crowd of hundreds was hesitant to sing along.
It's not that cold that you can't sing. So your part is simply, turn me around. Can you say that back to me?
Turn me around!
That was a good start.
Events like this were held across the state. In Nome, people in fur-lined parkas marched down Front Street, including Nikki Brom.
I think it's been a hard year for a lot of folks. Some of the events have been dismaying, but there's hope.
That idea of hope and positivity, it was echoed by Nome resident Marty Rood.
My philosophy is that there's more good people than bad people, and so people need to examine their heart and vote their conscience, and let's turn this around.
We are here! We are strong! We vote!
Snow fell on the 140 people who chanted through the streets of Kodiak. Robin Corcoran carried the same sign she brought to last year's march. It read, Make America Kind Again.
I think that a lot of people who maybe thought that Donald Trump meant a change are seeing that it was a change for the worse. So if we vote, hopefully we can make a change.
Marchers in Unalaska went a step beyond that, with volunteers like Tammy Pound helping people register to vote.
I'm hoping that a lot more women run for office, and because I think that's how we're going to get things done.
Before the 2016 election, 1,000 people had contacted Emily's list about running for office. The Political Action Committee aims to get more pro-choice Democratic women elected. Since the election, that number has grown to 26,000 women.
Last summer, I decided to run for Homer City Council.
Rachel Lord was one of those women inspired by the 2016 election.
I realized that if I wasn't willing to sit at the table, others would be. And I believe in local government. I believe in the process. I believe in our democracy.
The biggest crowd to march in Alaska was in Juneau, where close to 1,000 people gathered outside the state's capital. Here's the march's MC, Sarah Hannon.
We had more people than we thought might show up with such little advance notice, and so many young people. To women of the retirement age, it is good to see the baton being passed and the willingness to take up the fight.
There was a similar shout-out at the march in Sitka, which drew about 300 people to the streets. Organizer Kathy Inglenera thanked everyone for coming out.
Especially the youth, the teenagers, it's really important for you guys to get involved.
Back in Anchorage, the chorus of voices kicking off the march grew louder. There was a buzz in the air, like the women in the audience knew their voices were finally being heard. With help from Gabe Colombo in Nome, Mitch Borden in Kodiak, Zoe Sobel in Unalaska, Renee Gross in Homer, Adeline Baxter in Juneau, and Emily Kwong in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell in Anchorage.